B-Pod Studios.
All right, up, out of bed.
Wait.
Wake yourself up.
I'm not ready.
What day is it?
What day is it?
This is Tuesday.
Showtime.
Wait, what?
It's not showtime.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I need some coffee.
Before we start.
Okay, now I'm ready.
It's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, may we be the first to say...
Hey, cold enough for you?
I know. Oh, yeah, good. Yeah. Cold enough for you? Well, good morning and welcome. It's Tuesday. Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, the home of the mighty New England Patriots, who are going back to the Super Bowl again.
Did something happen over the weekend that I missed?
Did I mention we're going back to the Super Bowl again? We may cover that for you this morning, right here on this program.
Yeah, it's something, huh? I actually have to admit that we did not watch the game, but I was checking my phone the whole time.
I know you didn't watch the game. Dave didn't watch the game.
He's boycotted the football all season. Do you know that?
No, waiting for him to stick to his guns. Yeah. My wife said she was going to do that, but then football season started.
Didn't last.
Yeah, no. But I was checking the score, so I feel like I'm a true fan.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Just stunning. Okay, so we'll cover that, and we'll also cover the NFC game.
Huge controversy.
Huge controversy in that game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait
to find out.
Okay. We'll bring up to speed on
And that. I have breaking NFL news regarding the NFC Championship, too, that I'll tell you about. Yes.
Okay, we got that
coming up on
the program this morning. Let me see. And then the other huge story is the it's stupid cold again this morning.
It's really cold, but it's not going to last.
No,
but it
that's
is
true.
Really cold. There's a 2-hour delay in Canton Public Schools.
Really?
Yeah, because it's that cold.
That's cold. And
this will make you feel better, though. 13 days until the Red Sox equipment truck leaves for Fort Myers.
That does make me feel
and
better.
And spring is only 57 days away.
That's so positive of you. Thank you.
Less than 2 months until spring.
Okay. Very good, Hank. And so I guess we could probably sum it all up this morning.
It's cold everywhere, man. It's cold everywhere, man. Grab mittens to wear, man. That's frostbiting air, man. Freeze my derriere, man. It's cold everywhere. It's cold in California, Ohio, Maine, and Minnesota, New York, Iowa, even down in Florida, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Oklahoma, Texas, Connecticut, down in Alabama, Montana, Idaho, Utah, New Hampshire. My heater just died. I'm gonna have to start a fire. It's cold everywhere, man. It's cold everywhere, man. The temperature's down there, man. The wind chill is a scare, man. We haven't got a prayer, man. It's cold everywhere.
Okay, well, there you go. I guess
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning, 7 degrees above nothing. This morning, yesterday was a record cold and the lowest high for the day in history of Boston.
It was crazy. And I just want to say thoughts and prayers to those people who got a puppy for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Seemed like
boy.
A good idea at the time.
Ooh, yeah, but not now. Hey, puppy's got to go outside really seriously.
So cold.
Okay, so if you're getting ready to leave this morning, you haven't been out and your car's been sitting like in the driveway or in the street or something like that for the past 2 days, you have a major task ahead of you. You got to get because your car is completely encased in ice this morning. And you got to get the windshield, the windows, the back window cleaned off. But you also need to get the roof cleaned off of your vehicle because police are now pulling over, ticketing people who are letting ice fly off the roof of their vehicles. And this is particularly bad with trucks.
Yes.
Really got to watch it, okay? Because it's really dangerous. It's smashing windshields on cars that are coming up behind them.
Yeah, and the Mass Pike, you were saying that they...
Yeah, on the news last night, they were pulling over people, and they showed a bunch of cars that had gotten the giant chunks of ice through the windshield, which is a little dangerous.
A little bit on the dangerous side, yes.
Crazy. And when you go to heat your car up, say you want to let it warm up and 20 minutes, half hour sometimes.
Really?
To let it get warm, it's easier to remove the snow and the ice.
Yes.
Shovel out the tailpipe first.
I forgot about that.
The very first thing you do, shovel out the tailpipe because carbon monoxide.
Okay, so anyway, get that taken care of this morning. It's very, very dangerous.
I heard that you can use a salt water mix solution for the ice on your car. I don't know if that's good for your car, but I'm reading about it. Or an alcohol and water solution to melt the ice.
That's more
then
your
you can
style,
drink it
isn't?
Later.
That's right, yeah. You can go out and gargle and then just blow it out on the
crushed
car.
Crushed ice, I like that.
Ready to go.
But it's very icy. I mean, be careful just walking out your back door.
Yeah,
oh,
really.
Yeah, because you will fall. I mean, you have to really take it like step by step.
I had treated the steps already, but when I came out this morning, it was kind of iced over again. And also be careful if you've gotten those things for the bottom of your shoes.
Yep.
Yes.
You should take them off when you go in the house.
Yeah. I had to text Val Pitta yesterday at Horizon Interiors because I think we need our living room floors resanded because...
Did you walk in with them on?
I did. I went to L.L. Bean and I bought the trackers because I'm recovering for a broken ankle.
Are you serious?
I can't fall.
You can't... Whoa. You cannot claim broken ankle on this one, though. I mean, you definitely need the traction.
I need the traction.
And you walked in and you forgot to take them off.
Well, I need to get in the house. You know, what am I going to do? Take them outside? Take them off out on the front porch?
Step
in the door and you take them off.
It slipped. Well, I didn't go that far.
My God.
Most of it was covered by rug. There's some that there wasn't.
So there are like holes in your floor now?
No, I just bought a bigger rug yesterday at Home Depot.
Oh, my God. I don't understand how you're alive.
My wife still doesn't know.
Okay, coming up next on the 1020 Morning Radio program, we're going to start preparing. We'll begin the preparation process for you. For the Super Bowl, which is coming up a week from next Sunday or 2 weeks from yesterday. No, 2 weeks from day before yesterday, because today is Tuesday and today
it's on Super Bowl Sunday, Lauren. I think we all know
Super Bowl.
It is.
Everybody knows when it is. Okay. And one of the interesting things is...
It's the day before the bean pot.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
One of the interesting things is it's going to be the same cities that we had in the World Series. It's Boston versus Los Angeles.
Really?
Once again, don't you feel sorry for those people in Los Angeles?
We have to be two L.A. teams
in the
playoffs.
Two of them coming up. Okay, all that is next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, are you ready for some football? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the mighty New England Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl. I mean, are you feeling guilty yet? Nope, nobody's feeling guilty about it. You feel kind of a little bit sorry for the other...
No, you don't
feel sorry for him.
I'm just happy everyone around me is happy. That's the only reason I get excited when the sports teams are in any sort of like championship game, because all is right in the world with you guys, with the people you walk in. Like, everybody would be in a bad mood today. Instead, everyone's super psyched. They're like, who cares if it's 4 degrees out? We're going to the Super Bowl.
I'd hate to be in Kansas City this morning. I'd hate to be in Kansas City anymore. Okay, and
as a long-suffering football fan before 20 years ago when Drew Bledsoe came to town, the Patriots were awful.
They were horrible.
We used to just beg for one playoff game.
We were like the Buffalo of the NFL at that time. So now if you want to go to the Super Bowl, you can go to the Super Bowl, but you got to shell out the cash. We've been doing a little research here. What are you finding here on the best deals?
StubHub, $300 is the cheapest I've seen on StubHub.com. And if you want to stay within 30 miles of the stadium, like Alpharetta, Georgia, is a place where a lot of hotels, about $300 a night.
If you have the money, I would never want to go to that chaos.
I don't know. This could be Tom Brady's last one.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You know, things have really changed since.
It'd be perfect.
Don't you think things have really changed in the past couple of weeks as far as the naysayers? Like, oh, he's finished. He's over. He's done. He's toast. He's never. Hey, he's playing some pretty good football, you know.
You're welcome, Tom, because all the doubters just fuel him.
That's true.
So,
absolutely.
I'm thinking about ordering some TB12 protein bars for later on.
I'm telling you, that is the first thing that I thought when they won. I was like, you know what? I should get on that avocado ice cream thing, because this guy's
might be
good.
Something to that.
I mean,
here.
Just it really. This is really going to help his brand. I'm just saying.
So now, who's pointing the lasers during the game? What's going on with that?
That was me.
Yeah. I mean, talk about a bad fan base that would point lasers at a great quarter. Is that how you need to win?
Seriously.
How'd that work out for you, Kansas City?
Tom Brady's impenetrable to lasers.
That's right.
Forget it.
Okay. He trains his body to be impenetrable against those lasers.
Thank you very much. Okay, now in other stuff.
Yeah, Super Bowl 53, 12 days away. The Pats going back for the third straight year after their 37-31 overtime win in Kansas City. They'll be in Atlanta February 3rd to face the L.A. Rams, whom they beat in Super Bowl 36 in 2002. Go to WROR.com if you'd like to see the replay, the flashback of that game and Vinatieri's winning kick. Pats are 1.5-point favorites in a week and a half. This is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's 9th Super Bowl together.
Wow.
They've won 5. Celtics beat the Heat 107-99 last night. Kyrie with 26 points and 10 assists. Bruins off for 2 weeks for the All-Star break. The game is this Saturday in San Jose. David Pasternak representing the B. Sports brought to you by SBLI.
And remember, for the Super Bowl, we don't have to change a thing from the World Series. The chant is still beat L.A. Got that? 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Are we?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
So is everybody ready to go back to the Super Bowl again? Yes. It's sweet, isn't it? It's really sweet.
It's very exciting. I'm very excited for everybody who is.
People are very, very extremely excited about this
Patriots
whole thing.
Patriots fan and Tom Brady fan. I'm very excited for Giselle.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for her because
why are you excited for Giselle?
I think that she's wanted Tom Brady to quit football for a while now because she's afraid of concussions and she wants, you know. And I think that if he wins this Super Bowl, there's a chance, a better chance, that he will retire. Because if they didn't get to the Super Bowl this time, he would definitely come back next year. But now, if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, forget it, Giselle. He's doing it again. But if he does, there's a greater chance he's going to hang it up and say, I want to be home. I've proven it. It's great.
Let's it's a perfect bookend.
Yes, yeah, a perfect bookend.
Rams and Rams.
Full
yes,
circle,
exactly.
Started by winning against the Rams, then he finishes against the winner of the Rams. I don't know.
She's excited.
You know, I'm worried about that because I love to watch him play so much. I'm more concerned with Rob Gronkowski. I think this, no matter what, is going to be Gronk's last game.
You know, you may be right about that because it's it's taking a toll on him here. Yeah.
He's such a big guy. He's a beast. He's done so well. And now with that last chance, I think he's pretty much beat up. And he said he's going to leave it all in the field.
It was one of the most beautiful things was the video that Brady posted. And there's not a word spoken in the video. It's just the two of them, Brady and Gronk, walking along and just smiling into the camera.
Shrugging their shoulders like, we're so awesome.
We did it again.
Yeah, it's
just Gronk giggling like smiling. A 12-year-old.
Exactly.
It's spectacular.
I'm
going
to talk to Gronk about it when I see him at Ruta in Canton because he and I both get our smoothies there.
You got your smoothies there? Okay, that's good to hear.
We're both athletes.
Okay. Actually, he was... And it was, it may have been something that happened exactly 30 years ago on this date that inspired Tom Brady because he played like a kid, the past two games. He played really, really great football. And it was 30 years ago on this very date in 1989 that a guy named Joe Montana led the San Francisco 49ers to a last-minute come-from-behind victory to win Super Bowl number 23. In that game, Billy Joel did the national anthem. And a guy named Jerry Rice, a 49ers receiver, was the MVP. A guy whose records may never be broken because they're so outlandish. And so it just so happened that at that date, Tom Brady was 11 years old. And Joe Montana was his idol. And from there on, he grew up the rest of his life idolizing Joe Montana. And so maybe that was the thing that really turned him into who he is today.
The thing about this upcoming Super Bowl is Tom Brady was 24 years old when he won his first Super Bowl in 2002 against the Rams. Jared Goff, the new upcoming star of the Rams, he's 24 years old now.
Uh-huh.
Same age Brady was when he won his first one.
What do you think?
I can't believe that Brady has been, with the team for 17 years? Well, or his first Super Bowl was 17 years ago?
Yeah, 17 years
17
ago.
Years ago. His 18th season,
This is ninth. That's just, sometimes, it's just for a person who's not super into football.
It's like dog years.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
In a league that's built for parity, this will never, ever, ever, ever happen again.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think you're probably right about that, Hank. So enjoy this, just suck up every bit of this next 2 weeks and then get ready for the big
617-931-1057. If you have tickets to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, we'd love to accompany you.
Yes. If you want to give them away, we're ready. We're going to take them off your hands.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's Lem's first day on the job as a car salesman at Bangor Yugo. When Effie drops by for a test drive, they hop in the car and take off, and we hear...
Now, Effie, I think you're going to like this car here because it has hydraulic backspin brakes.
Oh, my!
At that point, Lem speeds up and hits 100 miles an hour when he tells Effie...
Now, watch this. I'm going to hit these brakes here.
When the car comes to a screeching halt, it's just inches away from a brick wall. And Lem says...
Hey, you smell that, Effie?
Yes, what's that?
That's hydraulic backspin brakes.
Oh!
Later that day, Effie arrives home with her new car and decides to give Ephus a little demonstration.
Oh, Ephus, you're gonna love this car. Hop in, we'll take a test drive.
Oh, all right. Now, how'd you decide which one to buy?
Oh, because this one has them hydraulic backspin. Brakes. You can stop in a dime and give you 9 cents change.
Within moments, Effie has hit about 100 miles an hour. She decides then that it's time to demonstrate the hydraulic backspin brakes for Ephus. So she jams the brakes to the floor and comes to a screeching halt just inches from a stone wall. And we hear...
Say, Ephus, you smell that?
Well, of course I smell it. I'm sitting in it.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Morning, this is the Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. And it's good looking out there. Sky's blue. Mighty fine, but it is bitterly cold this morning. So maybe that's why you didn't take down your Christmas lights yet. It was too cold this weekend.
And well, yeah, it really now was they're too cold encased this weekend. In ice, and they're never coming off. Actually, that's not true. Yeah. It's okay, 50 on Thursday, okay. I guess.
So are you going to set a date?
Christmas lights are not. They're the outside lights. We don't put like twinkly lights outside. So, but we do put candles in the window. And because winter is so...
They're the easiest to take down.
I know, but because winter is so depressing and cold, I like having, like, the little candles in the window. I know that I'm not a sea wife.
Yeah, it's like you're waiting for a sea captain to come home or something.
I know, but I just think it looks pretty, but I think that I'm pushing the season too far. It's January 22nd, and I think maybe it's time to take them down. Am I wrong, or
no,
do you think...
I don't think so. I give people... I say February the 1st.
February?
Yeah, wow, I say the 1st of January. Because, look, you put your when do you put your decorations up?
Dave puts them up because I don't do,
okay,
when I don't
do some,
any heavy lifting.
When do you have your decorations?
Yes, when does my manservant do it?
When do your people take care of your decorations?
I'd say the first, December 1st.
So, okay, like right after the week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, Hank, you do yours.
Yes. What August. I don't get is why more people don't follow my rule of thumb of just leaving the lights attached to your house year round.
And just don't turn them on.
I just don't get it. Just don't turn them on. Like, I have this wraparound front porch.
Yeah.
And so I would do the lights, you know, around the house and want to go, you know, go up around the archway. And then I would just, they were cream, like white lights, all right, with white wire. And yeah. I had like a cream colored railing and
so they just kind of blend,
porch.
Right?
Oh, you don't blend. See them unless
you
turn them on.
Yeah, okay.
You know what the problem was? Is my wife got annoyed with them and cut them all off.
Oh, cut them off.
Well, first
cut
of
them,
all,
cut
I
them
have
right
some
off.
News for you. Even though you think they blend, they don't. All right, just so you know, everybody else, including Pam, knows they don't blend. You have to take them down because otherwise you're that guy.
They don't turn them on. You just
doesn't
leave
matter.
Them there.
It's almost worse. It's almost worse. It's just like, I mean, if you were going for like a bistro look, maybe like in the summer, I could get that.
They're around the deck out back.
Exactly.
That's nice.
That's nice.
I turn them off. I never see them again.
Are those little lights? Are they like the icicle kind?
Nope.
Nope. Just regular little lights.
Just regular little lights.
Okay.
That's
it's a waste of time to do it every single season. Put them up. Take them down. Put them up. Take them down.
That's why people hate them. That's. I mean, you know.
So now I give everybody a break. I say that you should have a six week window for your holiday lights, like from Thanksgiving until February the 1st, something like that. Because you know it's a lot. It's a
I have a question for you.
Big investment
Lauren.
Of time and money.
Would you be annoyed if your neighbor kept his or her Christmas lights on the house all year long?
No,
you wouldn't care.
No, don't
you
care.
Don't care about. You don't really care about a lot. But
yeah. One of my neighbors still has them flash. I looked
would
at
you,
them last night,
care?
And I'm
you
like,
care about
oh,
a lot of
I'm like, is it? Would it be wrong to go over and just unplug them?
Yeah.
Would that be wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily really? Wrong, but. Probably.
I'm not saying cut the wire.
Prosecutable.
Send Pam to do that. She's good at it.
Right. She's got these really thick shears she likes to use.
Really? Like neighborhood watch.
Right.
She's pretty sure that Pam did it, too.
Yep. You know when she was disappointed?
What?
She had to put the lights on the house. This year, she put two strands. It looked awful.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to go out and cut them off.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, this is brought to you by Mass Eye and Air. Today is 7:45. Dirty Laundry. We're going to have a little Oscar prediction coming up. But first, I want to discuss how people are behaving very badly across the pond. Chris Brown, breaking news story.
Yeah,
Chris
across
Brown,
the pond.
who was arrested in 2009 for assaulting Rihanna. Has been on probation since 2015. He's in Paris. He's being detained. Because he's been accused of sexual assault. He
again.
Maybe two,
again. I
two
see.
Bodyguards. So he's not coming home anytime soon. I'm speaking of bad behavior, too. Lionel Richie's son, apparently, was warned by authorities over the weekend because he falsely claimed he had a bomb at Heathrow Airport on Saturday in London.
Oh, God,
and threatened to detonate it. And he also punched a security guard. The 24-year-old, he's Miles Brockman Richie, could have faced jail time if he'd been charged with a crime, but police stopped short of that. Why?
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 If he did that here, he'd be in the Who's Cow right now.
The Who's Cow, yeah. Whoa. So anyway, that's pretty interesting. By the way, Jessica Simpson, I didn't even know she was pregnant, by the way. Did you?
Really?
Of course I did.
Yeah, she's our third baby. She revealed the baby's name. It's a girl at her baby shower. She's going to name the baby Birdie, which I actually really like that name.
Yeah, but you know, if you're going to give your kid a weird name, you should wait until it's born.
That's true.
I wanted to call my daughter Birdie because my name is Albert, my real name, Albert.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and Bert. I wanted to name her Alberta.
Oh, no.
You could have been
Alberta about Henrietta.
Roberta.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I said, we call her Birdie. It's so cute.
You could call her Rubber.
That's a name.
Yeah. Didn't go over well.
I think you did well. Was that Abby or Charlotte?
That was Abby.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Oh,
thank
Birdie.
Goodness, Abby.
Birdie. Okay. She's Birdie from now on, okay? Birdie.
All right, you guys.
Okay, so this for you.
At 8:20 today, they're going to announce the Oscar nominations. And I'm really I have this weird feeling that Lady Gaga is going to be left off the nominations.
You think
she
so?
She better not, because she didn't do
anything in the Golden Globes.
In the Golden Globes. Yeah. And I'm nervous that all of a sudden people have stopped realizing that this is an amazing performance. However, and I haven't seen it, Glenn Close and the wife read the book, by the way. Really good. She's been nominated several times, but never won. And she would be the third oldest woman to win the Best Actress.
She never has.
Never has. And she's really good, although I feel like she overacts a lot of the time. Maybe I'm just thinking about 101 Dalmatians. I don't know about you. Any favorites from you guys? Do you want to, like, have, you know, Green Book want to win? You want, like,
I haven't seen
Bradley
enough of
Cooper?
I just haven't seen enough of
Best Director? You haven't?
I finally saw Crazy Rich Asians, but everything else I've seen is animated, thanks to the kids.
Oh, that's right. You got kids. See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I've got to get involved because I've never done this, and I want to see all of the nominated.
I came close last year, but falling down on my duties this year.
Anyway, the Oscars are going to be on February 24th. Now, that is my Super Bowl, everybody. I know everyone's excited about February 3rd, but my Super Bowl is February 24th, and that will be on ABC.
So. Well, you going to have a party at the house you'd like to invite us to?
Yeah, we'll
no,
all be
I
there.
Don't have a party because I have to work the next day, so I'm like, no.
Hey, we work the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Come on, don't be a baby.
No, I'm not.
All right, we'll come over anyway.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah. Expect it.
Oh, great. Anyway, okay. So that's what's going on.
Okay, gotcha.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105. 1057WROR.
80s and more.
1057WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It's time for the action to heat up here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Yes, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And our player on the line with us this morning is a real estate agent from Sudbury, Massachusetts, named Laura Benos. So we begin things by saying good morning, Laura, and welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you guys? I'm great.
Hey, we're great, thank you.
Are you freezing?
Freezing, but good, yeah.
Excellent. So, did you happen to watch the Patriots game on Sunday?
I did.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
I'm ready.
Going to go to
I'm
the
ready
Super
for
Bowl?
This.
Okay.
Are I'm you... ready for the Super Bowl.
You're ready for everything, aren't you?
I am ready, yeah.
Well, you realize what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions during the time frame of 60 seconds. Your job is to get all 10 of those correct. You do that, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. So, sounds simple enough. If everybody's all set, let's get this party started. LBF, are you prepared?
I'm slightly prepared.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 2 times 2?
4.
Who are the Patriots playing in the Super Bowl?
The Rams.
What is the world's largest ocean?
Pacific.
What actress is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
What are female elephants called?
Pass.
Linda Blair played Regan McNeil in what horror movie?
Pass.
How old is Kevin in the 1990 classic Home Alone?
Pass.
Who directed 2018's A Star is Born?
Pass.
What is the curved line between any 2 points on a circle called?
Pass.
What band had the 1983 hit Too Shy?
Oh my God, pass.
Okay, what are female elephants called?
Pachyderm.
Oh, well, that is true.
You started off really, really, really strong, and then you kind of hit a wall there with the passes here. So let's go ahead and review it.
Yes. You know, it's hard. The pressure is hard. I get it. It's hard
the
to.
The pressure.
Female elephants are called cows. They're not happy about it.
That's wrong.
Very upset.
Just
about
so you
it,
know. Really. I asked. Linda Blair played Regan McNeil in The Exorcist.
Remember when her head spun around and she spit pea soup out?
Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
I'm not allowed to watch that
Enjoy
movie.
Breakfast.
And I'm, yeah, I'm an adult. How old is Kevin in the 1990 classic Home Alone? He's 8 years old. Bradley Cooper directed this year's 2018's A Star is Born.
Oh.
The curved line between any 2 points on a circle is called an arc. And the band that had
that
the 1983 hit
You're kick
Too
yourself.
Shy, Kaja Goo Goo.
Kaja Goo Goo.
Shush.
I knew Hank would know that.
Go on, Hank.
Shush.
One of Hank's favorites.
I was just hoping you'd sing it.
Go with it.
Oh, but wait. Not all is not lost.
Oh,
do we
no,
have
no,
a
no, no. Listen
consolation
to
prize?
You're going to love this. You have a pair of tickets now to see Santana along with the Doobie Brothers August the 20th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Visit WRR.com for more information and full details. I think that's a pretty good consolation prize.
Pretty good. I'll take it.
Nice job.
Excellent. Laura, you have a great day. Thanks for being a member of the nation. We appreciate
Stay
it.
Stay warm.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Stay
guys.
Warm.
Have a good one.
Go
Pats. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play this game. We play it every weekday, Monday through Friday. You think you got what it takes? You got to register first. Log on to WRR.com. Good morning, everyone. And it's time now for Animal Stories on the Lauren and Wally Show. So, would you like to... The story lady's here this morning.
This
good morning, story lady.
This is a good story.
This is a good story from the story lady.
At first, you were intrigued because it was a bad story. Because there was this little puppy in Oklahoma, and because he was in an overcrowded shelter, they decided he was 8 months old that they had to put him down, which is super sad, and it makes me sad.
Very sad. What kind of did they mention what kind of puppy he was?
Well, I'm looking at a cute picture of this puppy. Looks kind of like a little mix.
A little mixed breed. Yeah. Okay.
Black fur and a little white patch on its chest. Mm-hmm. Cute with those little cute floppy ears.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, the vet took the puppy and gave it the euthanasia drugs and walked out of the room.
The lethal injection, I believe, is he.
Oh,
walked
God,
back in really, to just.
You love this story, Lauren.
You're supposed to stay with the puppy while that happens.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. This is a shelter situation. So walked back in, puppy was still awake.
Get out.
It didn't take.
Oh.
So luckily, the vet was like, you know what? We're going to let this dog live instead of, like, giving another go.
Yeah. Yep, here you go, round two.
So, horrible. The vet said that it had never, ever happened before. It's like a totally rare situation. So this miracle puppy has lived. The question is, the first thing I thought of, because I'm not a good person, is this now like a zombie puppy? Is it a Pet Sematary situation? Would you watch your back? Like Church. Have you seen Pet Sematary? I just saw it on TV, and they're making a new one coming out next year. And Jed says, sometimes dead is better because of like...
really?
But yeah, I mean, it is a really good story. And I would obviously... a lot of people are clamoring to adopt the puppy because it's, you know, a miracle puppy. But it's seen the other side. And does that make it...
Well, obviously, it has a very strong will to live.
Yes, that is true.
I'd want to get a new vet.
That's really...
Imagine... Like, just... It's bad enough that it was like, you know, had to be euthanized because of overcrowding. But can you imagine taking your animal into the vet and having that happen to you?
That's
like,
awful.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah. Well, lucky they didn't bury it, you know.
Oh my God.
Yes, it could have been worse.
I knew I could count on you.
Okay.
I knew I could count on
you. Oh my God.
Coming up next, right here on the Lorna White
Morning. Or cremated. That would have been terrible.
That would have been worse, actually.
The worst.
Okay, so look.
You are the worst.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Everybody's really, really, really excited because we have, I don't know if you've heard the news, but we do have a big football game coming up, and most people refer to it as the Super Bowl, okay? And this will be the night trip to the Super Bowl for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
It's
and
crazy.
It's kind of unprecedented, unheard of. And so, you know, the hype that comes up around the Super Bowl. Usually starts with the playoff games for the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship. So they usually, you know, the mayors a lot of times will do bets. Like the mayor boss will say, okay, we'll send you chowder.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this on Friday. Yep. The weirdest bet I think I've ever seen between a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper and one of our fine Massachusetts state troopers.
That would
it
be
got weird.
Trooper,
got
trooper
weird.
Fitch. Trooper Fitch. Is
on the line
with us this morning. Good morning, Trooper Fitch. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, thank God we won that game, and you don't have to cut a lock of your hair off to send to this guy.
I'll
tell you, I was stressing about it. I was definitely stressing. Yeah,
really, I can understand.
Overtime.
I was thinking about your hair during that game. Is that weird?
That's weird.
Well, I was too. So yeah. Thank you.
Well, here's a quick support. Recap of the terms of the bet you had with
terms
Trooper
of the
Ben.
Bet. Here we go.
If I lose, I'll wear a Patriots shirt, jersey, uniform, whatever it is. In addition, I'll cut a lock of my hair and I'll mail it to you. If you lose, you wear that amazing red Chiefs logo shirt jersey. And you cut a lock of that beautiful hair you got there, and you mail it to me as a trophy.
Okay, now what's wrong with this guy? I don't completely understand this.
Have you been in contact with Trooper Ben?
We have been going back and forth. He did say that, you know, he will come to the terms of the agreement. As you heard from my response to him, I told him I do not want his DNA sent to me.
Yeah, I know.
What's the deal with him and the hair?
He says it's a thing, I guess.
It's so, a thing.
Okay.
Is there any way you can open some sort of like investigation into like what he's got in his basement?
Yeah, really. Yeah. If it's a thing, that tells me that it's been done at least a couple of times.
Yeah.
Are you sure he's a trooper?
He is, and I know he's won a bet before with another trooper from another state.
Yeah.
And they actually have a lock of hair that's framed.
Okay, that's just framed.
It's in their museum. It's in the Kansas Highway Patrol Museum.
Okay.
So it's a little weird for me, but
yeah.
Okay, now see,
we won and we're on top. So
he's a Kansas trooper as opposed to a Missouri trooper because they're right across. You know, it's Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri.
Weird.
Okay, very strange.
It's all weird.
Now, which barracks you with?
I'm out of headquarters in Framingham.
Oh, at headquarters. Okay. Oh, right on Route 9 there, right?
I sped right past there. Yep.
And even though you won the bet, you know, we could give a safety announcement to clear off your roof,
yes.
Right?
After the storm, you've seen on social media, I'm sure, that's one of our biggest pet peeves with snow and ice flying off of vehicles. So, yes, I would definitely say clear the snow before you go, including off your roof of your vehicle, because that's the most dangerous part when it flies up at... You know, 60 miles an hour and hits the car behind you.
Are you going to bet for the Super Bowl?
The chips, the California Highway Patrol?
Yeah.
After this ordeal, I'm almost thinking I should initiate it just so nothing weird comes out of it.
Exactly.
I think you're right about
that.
Okay,
true.
Now what are you going to have this trooper in Kansas, what are you going to have him wear in anyway? Maybe a Brady jersey or something like that?
Well, we left that up to him only because it's on him to get the swag to wear for the, do his safety message there. But as long as it's Patriots, I'm happy with it. I'd like to see TB12, but anything Patriots, I'm good with.
I just hope he doesn't send you too much hair.
Okay, yeah. I'd have that hair tested. Okay, listen, hey, well, Trooper Fetch, have yourself a great day. Thanks a million.
You as well.
And yeah, go Pats.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, okay, you bet.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
5.7 WROR. 80s and more. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but coming up in just 3 weeks is going to be LBF's version of the Super Bowl. Yes, that would be the Academy Awards, and the announcements are rolling in this morning.
Yep. So, okay, I'm just going to get right to it. Best Picture nominations, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody. That's a surprise. The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Director, Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Pawel Pawlikowski for Cold War.
Sure, that's
close enough. Yeah.
Someone who directed The Favorite, I'm not going to do it. Roma and Vice. And then leading actress. He's a leading actress. Yalizita Aparicio for Roma, Lady Gaga for A Star is Born, very excited. Glenn Close for The Wife, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, and really surprising to me, but I'm super psyched about it, Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me. It's a dramatic role for her. She's been nominated before for Bridesmaids, but this, I just think it would be, I mean, I really hope that Lady Gaga
That would be big. That would be huge.
But I'm just happy I'm just happy she's nominated. leading actor, Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper for A Star is Born, Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. I have to see Green Book. And then I'll just get to the, no one cares about anything else except maybe.
Who got hair and makeup?
Okay. Best videography.
Supporting actor, Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me, Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Sam Elliott for A Star is Born. I love him. And Sam Rockwell for Vice. And let's see. Supporting actress, finally, Amy Adams for Vice, Emma Stone for The Favorite, Marina de Tavia for Roma, Regina King, if Beale Street could talk, she won the Golden Globe, and Rachel Weisz for The Favorite. Nice. So it's going to be super fun, and I can't wait to see what everyone wears.
Bring up. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.